Callie Kohler.
Yes.
Am I pronouncing it right?
Uh-huh.
Now, how do you spell your last name?
K-O-L-L-E-R.
Okay, so you're not one of the toilet
people. No, unfortunately.
Okay. And Callie, is that short for something?
No, just Callie.
Okay. And you work here at TCD?
Yeah, I'm the editorial intern right now.
You're an editorial intern. Where'd you go to school?
I'm still going to school at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, okay. Mm-hmm. In journalism?
Majoring in journalism. And then I'm minoring in biology and conservation and environmental sciences.
Okay, cool. That gives you a good place to go.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk to you, because I want to talk to all the people who are working at the Third Coast Digest, about the holidays. The holidays start Thanksgiving. You got Hanukkah in there, you got Christmas, and you go all the way to, what's the last one? New Year's. And so do you celebrate Christmas?
Yeah, we celebrate Christmas.
Your family's are you of what ethnic origin are you?
We're all German.
German?
I'm actually 100%. Both my mom and dad's side came from Germany. Yeah, so I'm 100% German. We're all 100% German, minus my older brother and sister.
Right. Yeah, your older brother and your sister, you told me, are adopted.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. But they join right in. They don't think of themselves as... They're from Korea,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yeah.
They don't think of themselves as Korean. They think of themselves as even your sister even... think she's German,
yeah,
right?
In third grade, she thought she
was German. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, now, are there any particular German traditions that you celebrate at Christmas time?
I wish I could say yes. We do, my grandma, not my Oma on my dad's side, but my grandma on my mom's side, we always say German prayers, which we just do that whenever we have meals together. That's kind of what we do, a tradition that we do there, but... For Christmas, we're actually pretty traditional. My dad's side goes more into German traditions, but my family, we're pretty...
And your dad's side is the side that your Oma is
yeah,
on?
Yeah, that's my Oma's side, yeah.
Your German grandmother, mm-hmm. right? Right. Where do you get together to eat, the whole family, both sides, your mom's side, your dad's side, all come together?
Oh, yeah. Every Thanksgiving and every Christmas, we get together. Thanksgiving... Yeah, we get together, and then that's when we exchange names and stuff. We do a holiday name exchange, and then at Christmas...
Does that limit so you don't have to buy gifts for everyone?
Yeah,
just, oh, that's, yeah. That's a big savings, especially in this economy.
Yeah, for sure. And then we do it, we separate the kids from adults, so, you know, you don't have adults trying to buy kids, you know,
right.
presents, or kids trying to buy adult presents. So.
At what age do you stop being a kid?
That's kind of a gray area.
I didn't want to insult you, but are you a kid still?
I am still a kid. My older sister, who's 24, is still a kid. Yeah.
Do you get better presents if you stay a kid?
I like to think so. It's more stuff that I can use. You know, adult presents are for cars and for kitchens, which I guess I could use. I have an apartment, but... I don't want that stuff. I want a Christmas present. I want, you know, like
a nice sweater.
Or sweater, or clothes, or gift cards, H&M or something. I don't want, you know, a spoon or a cutlery.
This is a good way
right
for your
now.
Parents, everybody, to know what's on your Christmas
yeah.
list. Do you publish a Christmas list?
What?
Do you put out a Christmas list? I mean, do you tell people what's on your list?
Oh, yeah. So when we do our name exchange, then we always put, you know, underneath our name, like kind of like the top three things that we kind of like to get. So, well, yeah. And then for the adults, they always choose a theme. So I think last year it was like all the adult stuff had to come, you know, had to be as seen on TV items.
Okay, all right. Nobody's going to feels pressured to run right out and buy somebody a car or something.
No, no. Oh, and then we have our price. Like, you know, no one tries to out. We always like keep it $20 to $30 range at most.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so.
Now, do you open your Christmas presents at your parents' house, even though you have an apartment and live separately? Do you go over there Christmas morning or Christmas Eve?
I unfortunately live like only 20 minutes from my you know, home in Greenfield, so...
Fortunately or unfortunately? Which did you say?
Oh, fortunately.
Fortunately,
yeah.
Oh, good.
I really enjoy seeing my family. It's funny, I used to be a commuter to school, and I hated seeing them every day, and then as soon as I moved out last year, it's now I actually enjoy going home. I like seeing them. I invite them to my house, you know, my apartment for dinners and stuff. And
so So do you open your Christmas presents? This is the great, this is where people fall down. And there's people who open their Christmas presents Christmas Eve, and people who open them Christmas morning. Which do you do?
We do Christmas, Christmas Day. When we get together with my dad's, with everyone.
Right.
We do that Christmas Eve, and then every family kind of does their own thing on Christmas Day.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. And do you have a big meal with everybody then on Christmas Eve?
Oh my God, it's obnoxious. My grandma's basement is not that big to begin with, and there's like at least 30 of us, and we're trying to like cram. She fits a table down, the one living room down there, and we just all barely fit. We were literally like sardines, just.
Do you all get together in the kitchen and cook too?
That's more my aunts and uncles. Us kids just kind of sit back and...
Drink.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and catch up with each other. Because I rarely see them. And one family's from Minnesota. So I really get to see them only once a year, or twice during Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Well, happy holidays.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, thank you. It was nice talking to you, too.
Yeah, say hello to your family for me.
Sure, I'll
thanks. Kristen Philman, thanks for coming and talking to me.
Anytime.
Good.
Anytime.
Anytime. Okay. Anytime. Both of us are free. All right. I'll remember that. I want to ask you how to spell your name, but then I'm going to get confused again. How do you spell Pailman?
Pailman. P-O-E-H-L-M-A-N-N. Pronounced Pullman, though.
It's pronounced
Pailman.
But it looks like Pullman.
Looks like Pullman. So
right. With two N's on the end.
Two N's, yep.
Is that extraordinarily German?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Do you know what it means en German?
That I do not.
En German. En Deutsch? You know, I wonder.
No, that's something I should find out, though, maybe.
Yeah, I wonder if it
handy.
Has a meaning. It probably does.
It's a good conversation starter.
Or ender, on what it means. My name, Metcalf, comes from, it's English, and it comes from, there used to be a guy, there were three hills in the northern part of England, right on the border of Scotland. He lived on the middle of those, and he didn't have a name. This was way back when people didn't have names. But people referred to him as the Midcalf guy. He was the Midcalf, and it became Metcalf.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Anyway, you work here at Third Coast Digest?
Yes.
I'm a little giddy. I think I'm giddy because of the holidays.
The holidays are coming up. Everyone gets excited.
It does. No matter how, and I used to be Bah Humbug Scrooge kind of person about it. Kids change it. And I still am a little bit because it gets crazy with how much they
it
sell
does.
It.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And they start you really early, too. I mean, Christmas music now plays, I heard on one station, it was before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
They were playing Christmas music.
Yeah, I
heard
that.
That's a
little
premature for me, but
yeah,
some people enjoy it.
Yeah, I openly admit that I celebrate Christmas commercially because I'm not a card-carrying Christian or anything like that. In fact, I'm an anti-monotheist. But I do celebrate it. But it's a little bit much. I think I heard something right after Halloween, even.
That's extremely soon. That's too soon. I think once you get into the first week of December, then you can really start to slowly get into the holiday season.
Right. And then it feels like it's on top of you right away. But that's enough time.
Especially this year with the weather, too.
Yeah.
It was in the 50s earlier in the week. So how are you supposed to really get into the holiday season when it's so warm?
I know. And now that it's getting a little colder, I'm a little resentful. I like the mildness. Well, now, let's go back. So what do you do here at Third Coast Digest?
I'm a social media intern.
A social media intern?
Yes.
Does that mean you spend a lot of time on Facebook?
Yes. And majority of my time is on Facebook, Twitter, other social media platforms, doing posts. Writing posts about stories.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Okay. That's what we do now. That's where we are.
It's all turning to the internet now.
Yeah.
You gotta be on top of it.
It's astounding, and it seems to, an old fart like me, it seems like a very quick turn, pivot to the right.
Definitely.
Let's go social. I mean, into this. And Twitter, I was just here listening on the radio the other day, that Twitter is like the main form of communication in the world now.
That doesn't surprise me. It's blown up. It's crazy how popular it's become in the past few years.
Yeah. 140 characters.
Right.
You got to
be specific.
Can you say a sentence in 104? That's or two, however many sentences it takes to do 140 characters. You can probably think in 140 character bites now, right?
Yeah, you can. I mean, you got to narrow it down. You got to get your point out there because people aren't going to want to listen to pages and pages of you speak. Now it's they have a quick attention span,
right. Bite
so
it
you
got
to get it out there quick.
Right? Yeah, quick and concise.
Definitely.
That's the thing. I was thinking it, there's a downside to it because I do think that there's a lot to be said for language, maybe not the way the Elizabethans used it, but or to flowery language, but there's a lot to be said for developing an idea slowly.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a lot to be said for being sort of like a Hemingway, kind of get it done, get it said concisely.
Especially with my generation, I think we're very impatient.
Yeah.
You know, we want it quick,
yeah,
precise.
What are you impatient for, you guys?
I don't know. We just want to get to where we're going super fast.
Why
take your time?
But where are you going?
Still trying to figure that one out.
It's the journey that's important.
It is. I think so.
Right.
We need to slow down.
Yeah. Yeah. Slow down. Smell the
smell
whatever
the roses.
It is to smell anymore. Yeah. Do roses even smell? They do smell.
I think so.
I don't know. They've hybridized.
I like to hope
everything.
So. You want
I
them to.
So.
Somewhere how beautiful they are.
There's a good smell. Well, now, do you, we talked earlier about the holidays. Do you celebrate the holidays?
Yes.
Will you go? Do you have family, mom, dad, all that stuff?
I do. Yep. I have two sisters that are twins. They're
oh,
coming
wow.
home for the holiday, which will be nice.
Are they older?
They are. They're a couple years older than I am.
Right. Are they? Do they live close to each other?
Actually, they live together in Austin, Texas.
No kidding.
They just don't want to separate. Twins got to stay together, apparently.
Well, are you? Is it just the three of you then?
Yep, just the three of us. Three
was
girls.
That a little weird for you, being having that cabal or that little?
You know, I mean, surprisingly, it wasn't. When I was growing up, my parents never called them the twins. They wanted them to be individuals, so
right.
It was always sisters.
Oh, good.
It's kind of bizarre thinking that they're twins when I stop and think about it because. They're just my sisters. I never really thought about them as twins.
Okay. I thought maybe you might have felt out like outside because they had such a strong thing. Are they identical twins?
No, they're fraternal. But, you know, growing up I really didn't because we're so close in age.
Right.
So that was kind of nice. We had a lot of similarities. You know, our friends kind of intertwined so we can always hang out as a group, which was always nice.
So it'll be cool to have them come home for Christmas.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm excited to see them.
Yeah. What do you do at Christmas time? Your family.
Usually, one Christmas Eve, Dad's family. Christmas Day, Mom's family.
Okay, Christmas Eve, Dad's family. Okay.
Yep.
So both of their families are from Milwaukee.
Yeah, most of them actually live right outside of the city. The farthest I'll have to travel this year might be Mequon.
Oh.
So.
Wow.
That's not too bad.
That's not bad.
I'll take it.
That's right. You're doing a lot for the global warming, too.
Definitely.
Keeping your carbon footprint small.
Definitely.
Good. So a big meal at both places?
Yeah, you could say so.
Is it always the same? I mean, turkey somewhere? And
yeah, turkey somewhere. Normally, sometimes there's lunch on Christmas Eve, so we'll do steak and deviled eggs and bacon. So that's always nice.
Right.
So you kind of have a brunch, breakfast, and then the following day we'll do dinner.
Okay. Dinner on Christmas Day in midday or
yeah, well, my family's never been into, you know, eating early even on Thanksgiving. It's always like 6, 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So that'll be nice because we can make my grandma's famous mashed potatoes, which are always amazing.
From scratch mashed potatoes,
Yep. So that's a lot of fun.
Do you help in the kitchen?
I've started to now. I mean, when I was younger, definitely not.
No.
High school, college, no. But now that I'm older, I think I can lend a helping hand.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Do you have a significant other that you'll take along with you?
I do. Yes, I do. He will probably be coming Christmas Day.
Okay.
Christmas Eve morning, we sometimes spend with his mom's side of the family. So.
Okay. So
it'll be busy this year. A lot of people to see.
Yeah,
a lot of food
to eat. When you have a partner, then you've got to do their family too.
Yeah, you got to break it up 50-50.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, time to go. Right.
Yeah, definitely. Couple hours, next family.
One more deviled egg. Yeah. That's all I have time for. Sorry. Yeah, presents on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
When we were growing up, we'd always do one present on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Just to kind of get us started.
Yeah.
And then we'd watch a Christmas movie. Usually it's Wonderful Life or National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That's always fun. And then the rest of them, Christmas morning.
Yeah.
Not at 6 a.m. anymore. We hold off till 10 or 11 now. But.
No need to push it.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely not.
Well, have a great holiday.
Thank you. You too.
And say hello to your folks for me.
Will do.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Brianne Brennan, welcome. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you.
I want to talk about the holidays, but first, what's your job here at Third Coast Digest?
Video intern.
You're a video intern,
yes.
Too. Are you UWM too?
No, I actually graduated from UW Oshkosh about 4 years ago.
Okay.
So I have a degree in radio, TV, film. And just looking for something in my field right now.
Right.
So I thought this is a perfect opportunity. So.
Yeah, this is good. Is this good? I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
Do they give you your head a little bit? You get to sort of go out and do stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you get to see a lot of the city, a lot of what's going on. So I just
do you get a
that.
Press card so you can go into places?
No, unfortunately, I haven't had one yet.
You got to get them to get your press card. I'll put in.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I think because everybody, if you can carry a camera around, your videographer, you need a press card so you can go places.
Exactly, so you don't look like a creeper or something. Right.
I mean, all those guys in Iraq and Afghanistan, they have credentials,
yeah.
I guess. I think they must have. Now, do you celebrate the holidays?
I do.
Do you celebrate Christmas? Do you
yes.
celebrate Hanukkah?
Christmas? I celebrate Christmas.
Christmas, good. And do you celebrate with your family?
Yeah, a lot of it was with my mom's side. So she comes from a family of six, and then we usually get together.
Six siblings?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then we get
all
together.
Around here?
Yeah, they're from Kenosha, so we still have our grandparents living in Kenosha, and we usually get everybody down there during Christmas. So it's
always
nice.
Cousins and nieces and nephews probably by now.
Yeah.
So how many people do you suppose sit around the table?
Oh, man. We probably have about 20 people.
Wow.
It's quite a lot.
Do you do turkey?
For Christmas, we usually do, like, some ham.
Okay.
A lot of other side dishes, rolls.
Does everybody bring something, or does your mom cook it all?
Everybody should contribute, mostly. But,
that's the idea, on paper, right?
Yeah, we usually have little different things each year. My favorite is, like, a seven-layer Jell-O.
Seven-layer Jell-O?
Yes.
What are the different layers? Seven different colors of Jell-O?
Yeah, it's very pretty, actually.
Yeah, I guess it is.
That's what my grandma does, so.
Your grandma
always
makes
like that?
Yeah. Does it have marshmallows in it, too?
No.
It's just seven layers
of Jell-O? Just seven layers of Jell-O. Looks cool.
Wow. I'll bet that looks cool when you shake it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Psychedelic, we might say,
absolutely.
In the old days, right? What else? Do you like any of the vegetables?
Yes. I'm trying to think what we have. Usually green beans, corn.
Green beans are sort of a tradition.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving
style.
And or Christmas,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
With pearl onions sometimes.
Oh,
do you do pearl onions?
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet potatoes?
Sweet potatoes, I'm actually not too big in, but I think my grandpa is.
Okay.
So
you've got your grandma and your grandpa. Are
mm-hmm.
they the oldest generation?
Yes.
And then your mom's generation, then your generation, and then there must be a generation. Not that you have kids, but there's a generation. So four generations?
Nobody in my family has kids.
Nobody has kids yet. Okay. Okay. So just three generations.
Yeah.
Now, do you get down in the kitchen and get your elbows wet?
Yes. I'm usually the one who ends up helping doing the dishes.
Oh, you do the dishes?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
You don't
have
to. You don't get to cook. You have to do this. So you have to get up after having stuffed yourself and go into the kitchen and wash
dishes.
Pretty much,
because I'm nice like that.
You don't get to sit down on the couch and watch football.
No, I should though.
Yeah,
one of these days.
Yeah, sooner or later. But that's the role that's sort of delegated to the men, sort of.
Yeah.
And the women are supposed to get back in the kitchen and keep working.
It shouldn't be that way, but.
No, I know. That's the old days.
I guess.
The new days are supposedly here, but you wouldn't know it necessarily.
Put those guys to work, yeah.
Because Brennan's an Irish name, any particular traditions that you follow or do?
Not really. I mean, I don't really celebrate anything Irish-related.
Okay. Do you open your presents Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
We have at our grandparents', we do it on Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day is usually spent at my grandma on my dad's side.
On your dad's side,
so,
okay.
We open presents there, and then we go back home to our house and open presents there. So it's
now your dad's passed away, but do his parents still come to your house for Christmas dinner, or you go to their house?
We usually go to theirs.
Okay, great. Well, eat well, have a great holiday, and thanks
absolutely.
For talking to me.
Thank you for having me.